Blessed day, everyone. Welcome to our midweek study. Today brings us to the ninth commandment. Exodus 20, verse 16. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. The ninth word. Shall we pray? Loving God, we thank you for how we can ask you to help us, how we can ask you to teach us and just preach to our hearts. We pray that we would be encouraged. We pray that we would be rebuked. We pray that we would indeed strive, Lord, to embrace the gospel in all that we would glean from this timeless, wonderful passage. Glorify yourself, Lord, as we listen to you and to your word. This is our heart's cry in Christ's most precious name. Amen and amen. As we are now in the ninth commandment, let me just, as preliminary, go back and have a survey of what we have studied so far. Sabi natin, ang 10 commandments, every one of them are not exhaustive. They are categories with far-reaching implications and applications. We would look at the letter of the law and look at the heart of the law. And basically, it's just looking at the timeless implications and applications that we can glean from the letter of the law. But we also said, for us to be faithful to each command, we need to understand the implied opposite. Sabi natin, pag may prohibition, the implied opposite is a command to do certain things. When we hear the commandment, we shall not take the Lord's name in vain. Yes, we understand that that is just more than words. It's not just using the Lord's name in vain, but it is like bearing God's name, professing to be believers, yet acting otherwise. The implied opposite is to value, to have higher regard for God's name, God's glory, and everything that is about God and godliness. When we looked at the commandment not to murder, we said that the letter of the law prohibits us to murder, the act of murder itself. But the heart of the law is telling us that mere anger from within is actually murderous intentions, murderous thoughts already. When we looked at the command to not commit adultery, we said it is not just talking about the act of adultery, but the thoughts, the looks, and the intents from an adulterous heart is tantamount to committing that sin. Same goes with this wonderful, wonderful commandment. We read, this is the ninth commandment. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. When we are forbidden to bear false witness, we are commanded to do everything that we can do to preserve our neighbor's reputation. Again, the bottom line of the two commandments, or the Ten Commandments, is narrowed down by Jesus into two. To love God above all else, and to love neighbor as yourself. In the sixth commandment, it tells us to preserve the lives of our neighbor. Not to destroy it, not to take away our neighbor's life. And the eighth commandment, we are told to respect our neighbor's possession. To not covet it, not to take it from them. And the ninth commandment is telling us to guard the person and reputation of our neighbors. Or to diminish, we should not be diminishing his standing in the community. And these are ways of showing love for our neighbor as we love ourselves. Yung ninth commandment po, napaka-complex. This is perhaps the most complex of all the commandments. So we would try to study it in ways wherein we could see principles as to how to apply it. basically, it's talking about the principle of love. Principle of charity, di ba? Sabing ganun, love God, love others. So, the command to not bear false witness against your neighbor is the command to love. It involves the duty to guard your neighbor's reputation. We are to safeguard the reputation of our neighbor. We are to love them enough as we love ourselves. Yung context po ng command na ito is talking about a court trial. Ang pinapatungkulan to yung formal testimony in a judicial system. It is expounded upon when we look at Deuteronomy 19 verse 15 onwards. Listen to Deuteronomy 19 verse 15. A single witness shall not suffice against a person for any crime or for any wrong in connection with any offense that he has committed. Only on the evidence of two witnesses or three witnesses shall a charge be established. If a malicious witness arises to accuse a person of wrongdoing, then both parties to the dispute shall appear before the Lord, before the priests and the judges who are in office in those days. The judges shall inquire diligently, and if the witness is a false witness and has accused his brother falsely, then you shall do to him as he had meant to do to his brother. So you shall purge the evil from your midst, and the rest shall hear and fear, and shall never again commit any such evil among you. Your eye shall not pity. It shall be life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Yung passage na binasa natin sets for us the judicial system that they had then. Sa ating judicial system, ma-establish lang ang sentence, very strict nga eh, beyond reasonable doubt. That is why there are cases wherein the guilty can still get away with the crime. Dahil pag magaling yung abogado, hindi siya makukonvict. But with regards to the judicial system of the Hebrews, it was just on the basis of two or three credible witnesses against someone who is being accused. And if their testimonies are in accord, pag pare-pareho sinasabi nila, in unison, then the accused will be sentenced. Again, compared to our judicial system, mas mabilis ang sentencing nila. But once a witness is found to be lying, mabigat din ang kalalagyan niya. The penalty for perjury is severe. Therefore, to bear false witness to the Jews then was a devilish sin. Think about it, friends. A person is never more like Satan than when he bears false witness against his neighbor. Diba? Ang sabi ng Biblia, ang devil is the father of lies. Listen to John 8:44. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth. He's a liar. He does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he's a liar and the father of lies. Pansinin niyo mga kapatid, as I have been trying to establish since we started studying the Ten Commandments. All the commandments are linked to each other. That is why James said, failure in one is failure in all. They are so tied together that the moral failure of this sin, bearing false witness against your neighbor, is very much like the sin of murder. Narinig yung sabi ng Panginoong Jesus, particularly patungkol kay Satan. He is the father of lies and he is a murderer. Right? He bears false testimony and he is a murderer because of it. The evil is the same. Bearing false witness is closely linked to murder. Kaya nung panahon nila, bearing false witness against your neighbor is talagang napaka-stricto. Yes, you can easily come up with false witnesses, but when they scrutinize the witness, you need to face the severe consequences. Narinig niyo yung language ng Deuteronomy 19? Basahin ko po ulit. Sabi nga dito, the judges, verse 18, shall inquire diligently. And if the witness is a false witness, meaning he is bearing false testimony against his brother, if the witness is a false witness and has accused his brother falsely, then you shall do to him as he had meant to do to his brother. You shall purge the evil from your midst. Dapat gawin ito so that the evil will be purged from the community. And the rest shall hear and fear, para itong deterrent for bearing false witness, for perjury. And shall never again commit any such evil among you. Your eye shall not pity. Huwag niyong kaawaan. Sabi ng Panginoong Diyos. It shall be life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Yes, compared to our judicial system, stricto, dapat beyond reasonable doubt sa kanila ang bilis ng pagpasa ng sentence. But you need to understand, once you are found out, and you will be found out, that you are a false witness, that you're bearing false testimony against your neighbor, you would face the severe consequence, right? Kaya yung bearing false witness sa kanilang time is punishable even by death. Because doing such have cost the life. Pwedeng pinirwisyo mong buhay niya, or you have taken away everything in his life dun sa pinapatungkulan ng maling paratang mo. Bearing false witness against your neighbor is not only a crime against the ninth commandment, but also against the third commandment. Bearing false witness of taking the Lord's name in vain. Bakit? You have violated your oath of honesty. Pero again, immediate context, this talks about, in their context, judicial system. But this can be applied outside the judicial system, outside the court. Paanong paraan ba? And this is where we will be very practical. And I hope you're ready for this. Bato-bato sa langit, tamaan, huwag magagalit. We see that the ninth commandment, kagaya rin ng ilang commandments, has far-reaching implications. It's not just bearing false witness. We need to look at the moral principle. We need to look at the heart of the letter. How do people bear false witness against their neighbor? Unang-una, with slander. Again, sabi natin, the commandment is telling us to love our neighbors. And we do not love our neighbors when we bear false witness against them. And one way to do that is when we slander them. Right? Paninirang puri. To report any lie or exaggerated report against anyone is bearing false witness against them. Consider these verses. Exodus 23, verse 1. You shall not spread a false report. You shall not join hands with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. Exodus 23, verse 7. Keep far from a false charge. Lumayo ka. And do not kill the innocent and righteous, for I will not acquit the wicked. False charge is wickedness. Look at Psalm 101, verse 5. Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Did you hear that, friends? Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart, I will not endure. Proverbs 10, verse 18. The one who conceals hatred has lying lips, and whoever utters slander is a fool. So slander is one way that we can bear false witness against our neighbor. Paninirang puri, exaggerations, lies that we report to others. Nalalang yung sabi ni Pablo, how his detractors were slandering him Paanong paraan? By misrepresenting his teaching? Go to Romans 3. Romans 3, verse 8. And why not do evil that good may come? As some people slanderously charge us. Sabi na, ito yung tinuturo niya. Why not do evil that good may come? Diba? Context eh. Napapapurihan pala ang Diyos eh. Grace abounds when I sin. Why not do evil that good may come? As some people slanderously charge us with saying. Tapos sabi ni Pablo, their condemnation is just. You see? Slander is a damnable offense. Is a damning sin. When we give false testimony, intentionally or even carelessly. Kunyari, hindi natin sinasadya. Kunyari, dahil natakot lang tayo. Let's say, we were just trying to protect ourselves or trying to protect someone else. Then you still sin against the same person or that person. You are in defiance to the ninth commandment when you are giving false testimony intentionally or just carelessly. Slander is a deadly sin. Slander can hurt the reputation of someone. Ngayon, meron pong dalawang klase ng slander. There are two kinds of slander. One is the imputation of evil against someone who is not guilty. Kunyari, pagbibintangan natin ng isang taong wala namang kinalaman sa isang paratang, na ganun nga siya. And the other is when you fail to give your neighbor credit due to him and due to his good qualities. Let's say, sinasabi natin, hindi naman mabait yan, pero mabait naman pala. Or, sinungaling yan, pero hindi naman pa sinungaling. That is, those are two ways that we commit slander. You sin in one by accusing him of something he's not. And in the other, you still sin by diminishing his virtue. Right? Pinapababa mo ang tingin ng tao sa kanya. Both are ways of bearing false witness against our neighbor. Another way is gossip. Slander, magka-link naman yung dalawang yan eh. Gossip is the sin of spreading negative things about your neighbor. In fact, kahit nga totoo, as long as you spread it, bakit? What's the purpose? What? Check your hearts. Check your motives. Even if everything you say is true, if you tell someone negative information about someone with the aim of being hurtful rather than to be helpful, you have violated the spirit of this commandment. Masakit ba? I know, it hurts. It's piercing. At times, we do that in the guise of a prayer request. Napakagaling natin minsan magtago ng talagang intentions natin. Kunyari, ay, concerned ako. Then you would say things about another person, spreading negative things about a person, even though it's true, is something that is hurtful, something that is not helpful. Listen to Leviticus 19, verse 16. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not stand up against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. Ano sabi? Huwag kang mag-ikot-ikot. Ipamalita mo yung mali ng ibang tao o ipamalita mo kahit na totoo ito. Why are you doing that? Diba? Again, the point of the heart of this letter, the implied opposite of not bearing false witness, is to be loving, to protect and preserve the reputation of your neighbor. Proverbs 11, verse 13. Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. Now, ang pinaka-common na ginagawa ng nating lahat, okay, I'm including myself, because we are all guilty of this sin, is gossip, right? When we repeat negative things unnecessarily against our neighbor, even if it's true, we are sinning against that person. we are destroying his reputation, and we violate this command to be loving. Again, Jesus summed up the whole commandment in this: love your God, love others as yourself. How can we be loving if we go around and tell people about secrets, even though it's true, of our neighbor? We are to protect our neighbor as an act of love. Gossiping shows that we secretly delight in our neighbor's faults. Diba? It's actually elevating ourselves. We sin against our neighbor by making him despicable in the eyes and the ears of our hearers. And that is not consistent with love. Diba? What did Paul say with regards to love? 1 Corinthians 13, verse 6. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. That is the opposite of a gossiping spirit. Sometimes it's actually our duty to conceal a matter. Sabi, oh talaga? Yes. When it would be damaging to our neighbor. Take the case of 1 Peter chapter 4. Listen to the principles. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Right? Proverbs 12, 16. The vexation of a fool is known at once, but the prudent ignores an insult. We ignore insults coming from people about other people. Proverbs 10, verse 12. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses. Proverbs 17, verse 9. Whoever covers an offense seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends. You see, these are just some. You see how many times Scripture urges us to show love by covering people's transgressions? Now, of course, there are times that we need to expose a person's sin. Diba? And, for example, when you can keep someone from being hurt, when we expose a sin that would be helpful for the sinner to be to seek repentance or to repent. To do that is not a sin. But again, we need to be checking our hearts. Why are we doing that? At times, it's always in the guise of concern. Again, I can't see your hearts. But we need to be checking our hearts and be discerning if telling others about our neighbor's shortcomings is indeed helpful or hurtful. Are we doing that because we want people to hate them as much as we don't like them? Or are you pushing an agenda? Friends, we need to always be checking our hearts. To be doing this, to be gossiping, to be slandering, to be spreading news, even though it's true, is in defiance and sin against this commandment. Remember, diba? According to Matthew 18, the only time that we tell others about a certain issue is after we have dealt with the matter privately first. Diba? You go to the person privately. Confront the person directly. If he or she would not listen to you, then bring two or three witnesses. Right? The goal is to keep it private if we can. Only when the person is unrepentant and defiant that we share this to the church. Now, let me ask you. Do you love scoops? Di ba? Uy, may scoop ako sa'yo. Uy, narinig mo na balita? Do you love spreading them? You need to understand, friends, even merely listening to these false testimonies or gossips, listening to an evil report with delight, you're already guilty of the sin. When people go to you and then tells you about, "Hoy, narinig mo balita sa kakaino," then shut it off right away. If it does not concern me, then don't tell me. If I'm not part of the solution, then don't tell me. Listen to Proverbs 17, verse 4. An evildoer listens to wicked lips. Ano raw? You are an evildoer when you listen to wicked lips, and a liar gives ear to a mischievous tongue. You are already considered a liar when you listen to mischievous tongues. It is wrong even to listen to these lies, to these news, to these scoops. So, are you still there? I know it's very, very convicting. Now, again, we said the commandment is the implied opposite is to love our neighbor. And loving our neighbor is to be protective of their reputation. If we can conceal, because love covers a multitude of sins. And if you're bothered, go to that person right away and directly talk to them about the issue. Otherwise, we should be loving enough to not even listen, to stop the spreading, and to just be, if you are so concerned, go to that person. Another sin that violates the commandment to bearing false witness to your neighbor is to twist someone's words to mean something other than the original intent of the person. Pag inuulit-ulit natin, if you recount what someone said but change the meaning by omitting a word or inserting words, and that is misrepresenting that person, you are violating this commandment. And di ba? Kaya dapat manahimik na lang tayo. Because we have the tendency to exaggerate things. We have the tendency, di ba? May tenga ang balita. I forgot about yung sa lawikay natin. But the point is, the principle is that kada salin meron ng dagdag or may bawas. And that would be violating this commandment. Now, even if you give a blow-by-blow faithful account, but give a little nuance to make it sound contrary to what was told, we are in defiance to this commandment. For example, sinabi ng kaibigan mo, ang sarap nung tinola. Then you told the person who gave it tinola, ang sarap ng tinola. Same words, but you, ang sarap ng tinola. You get what I mean? This is in defiance to this commandment. You see how far-reaching the implications and applications are? Ganun ang ginawa ng mga Sanhedrin, di ba? Kay Kristo, they twisted things against Christ. Right? Listen to Matthew 26. Verse 59. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking false testimony against Jesus. Anong ginagawa na? They were looking for false witnesses that they might put him to death. But they found none. Wala silang nakita. Though many false witnesses came forward, wala silang makitang credible or mag-hold. At last, two came forward and said, "This man I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days." Explicitly, it says that they found two false witnesses, di ba? And what they were sharing, what they were saying, is exactly what Jesus said. Di ba? I am going to destroy the temple and I will rebuild it in 3 days. And the high priest stood up and said, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" You see? Ano nangyari? They were saying what Jesus was saying. But their intentions was to tell these things to people who have the intentions of killing Jesus to begin with. So even though you quote someone verbatim and you relay that to a person who is already biased to the person involved, then you're just putting gas into the flame. Diba, nalala niyo yung ano, yung temptation of Jesus Christ sa wilderness? The devil was quoting scripture, but he was quoting scripture out of context, right? So we sin against this commandment when we slander, when we gossip, when we twist things, when we say truth, when we are not protective of our neighbor. Isa pang pwede natin gawin na makakasuway sa utos na to is by flattering. No? Yung nag-flatter tayo. Flattering someone is just as bad as bad-mouthing them. Right? Flattery at times are done with selfish motives. Ba't mong binubola? Para maging mabait sa'yo. Right? We should not do that. Uy, ang galing-galing mo. Pero hindi naman magaling. Why are we doing that? That's bearing false witness. Again, I'm not saying we should not be careful. Huwag naman kayo masyadong, uy, ang pangit ng buhos mo. Parang ganun. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. We should be loving. We should be loving. So, this commandment is looking at the principle of being loving to your neighbor. Another principle that we can glean from this commandment is the principle of integrity. And I'm talking about not the other person's integrity. It's explicit. We should not bear false witness against a neighbor because that is destroying his integrity. I'm talking about your integrity. Sabi nyo, ha? Saan ang galing yun eh? Ang command is, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. How does it now come to the point of my integrity? Again, I think it speaks of guarding our own good name. Why are we forbidden to bear false witness? Because it's a sin to destroy a good name. Listen to Ecclesiastes 7 verse 1. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of birth. Proverbs 22 verse 1. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favors better than silver or gold. And to bear false witness against your neighbor, kahit wala ka nang nag-gain dyan, or wala kang, hindi mo naman siya kinuha ng pera, is actually destroying the person. Mas masahol pa sa pag-inflict ng pain sa kanya ang pag-inflict ng disgrace sa kanyang pangalan. Nothing has more value than a good name. And to bear false witness is to destroy one's name and reputation. Ngayon, ba't ko sinabing tungkol sa ito? If the sixth commandment says that it is a sin to take another person's life, diba? Sabi natin, it implies also that we also need to value our own lives, diba? If we commit suicide, that is defiance to the command to not murder, right? Same with this commandment. If we are commanded to protect the reputation of our neighbor, we also ought to be protecting ours. Isipin niyo mga kaibigan. When you bear false witness against your neighbor, in all honesty, it is because we think higher than they are. We think that we are better than them, diba? Or we may have a higher estimation of ourselves. Then that is bearing false witness against you. To be looking down on yourself is not bearing good witness, or is bearing false witness against you. And to be elevating yourself is bearing false witness against you. When we overvalue ourselves or undervalue, we are guilty of this sin. Again, every type of hypocrisy is bearing false witness against this sin. Now, I don't know if you've been asking, if you are asking in your mind, or if you have been seeing the pattern. Sabi, di ba, ano? You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Who is your neighbor? Who is my neighbor then? Of course, basically, it's everyone. But the context of the commandment is given to the covenantal people. Right? So it's talking about Jews, you should not bear false witness against your fellow Jews, against your fellow covenant people. In our context, the principle is the same. Diba? Ang hirap at ang sakit marinig ang isang Kristiyanong naninira ng kapwa Kristiyano. Right? And you know what? Who we are hurting the most? We are taking the Lord's name in vain. We are not having high regard for the Lord. Claiming to be believers but attacking each other. You see the far-reaching kung paano nagkakalink-link itong mga commandments na ito? Friends, this commandment is so complex. But this commandment is so easily dismissed by a lot of people. And we should not. Why should we be protective of the brethren? Why should we be protective of the reputation and the person of our neighbor, of our fellow believer, basically of all people, of course, but in the context, immediate context, with our fellow believer? I'll end with this. Ephesians 4, 25. Paul says this to the believers in Ephesus. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. That's why we should not bear false witness against our neighbor because we belong to each other. To hurt, di ba? Sakit ng kalingkingan, sakit ng buong katawan. Love covers a multitude of sins. If it's really bothering you and if it's really, you feel like a certain issue with regards to your brother or your sister would really be hurting him or hurting others, then go directly to that person. Deal with him. Do not spread it around. Because doing so is in defiance of this commandment, defiance to loving God and using his name in vain. You see? And why should we do that? Go back to Ephesians again. Remember, we belong to each other. Remember the picture there when Paul was sharing with the Ephesians that, hey, there was a wall before, a Soreg wall, but God destroyed both houses and made a new house, and then you belong to each other, both Gentiles and Jews. And that is the same with us. Right? And as we search our hearts, we know that we would always fail. We have failed, we will fail, and we have always failed with this commandment. Ano mangyari? The gospel. We go back to the gospel. Praise the Lord that Jesus is the truth. Therefore, there is no lie that we can find in Him. There is no bearing false witness sa mga galing sa Kanya. We hold on to Him. We cling to Him. We embrace Him. And by His grace, live out the timeless truths and principles in the law. And bank on the gospel. Glory in the gospel. That in the gospel, we are made one. We belong one to each other. Therefore, we love God together and we love each other. Protecting each other, loving each other, and being truthful to one another. Ang galing, hindi ba? It brought us again to the gospel. And ang dami pa natin pwedeng pag-usapan tungkol dito. It's just so sad that I can't be with you. I want to hear your questions. But for now, let us settle with this. The command to not bear false witness against our neighbor is the command to be loving, a command to be protective of their integrity, a command to be protective of your integrity, a command to be protective of the community's integrity. Shall we pray? Loving God, we thank you for teaching us. We pray that with the things that we have discussed, I know we can never exhaust your word. There are so many things that we can still glean. We're just scratching the surface, oh God. We pray that for now, this is enough to encourage us to be more loving, to encourage us to be more protective, to encourage us to be holding on to that truth that we are a community. We are a community. We thank you for how you have broken the walls that divided us, and now we belong to each other. We belong to you, and we belong to each other. Thank you for the gospel that made this possible. Thank you for your life, Lord Jesus, that made us transfer from death to life, from darkness unto light. We thank you, we love you. In Christ's most precious name we pray. Amen. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. The ninth word. God bless you, everyone.